Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has enlisted moderate Islamic clerics to try and convince Indonesians they need to resist the lure of intolerant hardliners. The ABC was the only Australian media outlet invited to Central Java to see a major show of support for the president, from clerics to police and even controversial armed forces chief General Gatot Nemancho. Here's Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey.
For a sweltering 6 hours, thousands of white-clad young Muslims waited for their president inside an open-sided marquee in the city of Pekalongan. Packed so tight that there was no room to move without treading on someone else, the audience slowly sautéed in the 40-degree heat, singing to pass the time. Finally, the warm-up act. Local cleric Habib Lutfi, furious that hardliners are threatening Indonesia's unity. It's not just lip service, it's our strength. Clerics are standing together with the president, with the military chief, with the police chief. We are the fortress in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo sits nearby on the floor, alongside Police Chief Tito Karnavian and Armed Forces General Gatot Nemancho, who looks unruffled by last week's stoush with the Australian Defence Force. Indonesia's hard men are presenting a united front in the face of protests from Islamists calling for Sharia law and a ban on non-Muslims holding public office. Then the main act, Jokowi. We have been blessed with plurality and we need to be grateful, yet we also need to maintain our unity. Unlike some countries that only have one ethnicity, we've got 700. We need to be grateful. It's our strength. The president and the nation's Chinese people have been targeted recently by ugly online campaigns. The trouble is fueled by hardline groups like the Islamic Defenders Front, the FPI, and it coincides with the blasphemy case against Jakarta's Christian governor, Ahok. You can obtain information from anywhere, but who can filter which ones are lies and which ones are the truth? Which ones are slander and which ones are the truth? Which ones are provocations and which ones aren't? If information isn't filtered or screened, many of us would make mistakes in judgment, and in the end, it can break up our unity and togetherness. The president then praised Indonesia's founding principles, Pancasila, and turned to the audience. Who among you knows Pancasila by heart? Put your hand up. Yes, you. Come here. He gestures to an enthusiastic young man. The president's security team usher him forward. He'll win a bicycle if he can name all five principles. He doesn't get very far, but he gets the bike anyway. This is Adam Harvey in Pekalongan, Central Java, for AM.